This playoff game against Evadale is made possible by Tegeler Toyota, ACL Construction, Burnham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Burton St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Memorial Oaks Chapel, TNT Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Fitters By and By, Wellman Insurance Agency, Burton ISD, J&J Packing, BVR Materials, Courier Construction, Kiki Egg Farm, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll go to your host, Dean, after these words from our sponsors.
ACL Construction offers general contracting, residential construction, and general carpentry. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, want to give a very special shout-out to number 13, Abby Lamson, and good luck to her and the rest of the Lady Panthers. Go Big Red!
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is ready for the warmer weather to be here already. Plan ahead and book your spring and summer splish splashing birthday bashes to reserve your party. Spring swimming lessons begin February 5th and 8th for preschool and babies, so make sure to get your little ones signed up. Sign up for one of their adaptive aquatic classes going on now. These classes are designed for swimmers with special needs to help improve swimmers' capabilities. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Tegeler Toyota in Burnham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Burnham.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Burnham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Burnham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC. Oh, oh, oh.
High School. Good evening. Dean Erickson alongside you on KWHI.com for high school girls playoff basketball in the bi-district round of the playoffs. The Burton Lady Panthers battling Evadale tonight from Willis High School, and the Lady Panthers have a little bit of revenge on their mind, and the reason for that is it was this same Evadale team 1 year ago, pretty much 1 year ago tonight, that ended the season for the Lady Panthers in dramatic fashion. A game 1 year ago that went right down to the wire after many in attendance thought that it was a wrap at halftime. And after a furious second half comeback, the Lady Panthers nearly upset at the time, 29-win Evadale from Willis High School. Well, we're at the same place 365 days later, and the Lady Panthers have vengeance on their mind. We'll talk about tonight's matchup between these two teams, some names to look out for, and what to expect tonight in this bi-district contest and high school girls playoff basketball action from Willis High School. Our pregame show continues right after this. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more pregame here on KWHI.com.
Need an event catered, big or small? Sandtown Catering has you covered with a wide variety of menu options. Follow them on Facebook for their weekly special meals and barbecue specials on Sundays and holidays. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023. That's 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering would like to wish the best of luck to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for a deep run in the playoffs. Go Big Red!
Tiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Independent School District and is pleased to support the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team at the playoffs. The owners of Tiki Egg Farm, all Burton alumni, take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a fresh and healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery, convenience stores, and finer food markets. Good luck, Burton Lady Panthers. Go Big Red.
Pre-game continues on KWHI.com. It's Dean Erickson with you tonight from Willis High School as we get ready for a scheduled 6 o'clock tip-off for tonight's bi-district matchup between Burton and Evadale. Let's talk about last year's game a little bit. A very back-and-forth affair in the second half. One that many thought was all but history at the half. The halftime score in this game 1 year ago, 31-18. It seemed and momentum was all on the side of Evadale going into the locker room. And in that second half, starting out in that third quarter, Burton went on a furious run, outscoring Evadale 19-11 in the third frame, but did end up falling just short in their bid to upset the Rebels. The final score of last year's matchup, 55-50, after a valiant effort by the Lady Panthers to erase a very large deficit in the second half and come back and make a game out of it. And we're going to have to see that same kind of tenacity and energy tonight here from Willis High School if this Lady Panther bunch wants to play upset and knock off a district winner in the bi-district opening round of the playoffs. And, you know, when it comes down to it, the game of basketball is really simple. There's two things you got to do at a very high level if you want to have any chance to compete with teams that, you know, on paper are at a higher level than you are, and that's play defense and rebound. If you can do those two things, you're going to give yourself a shot. Shots are going to fall, some shots aren't. At the end of the day, if you can control what you can control, and that's all the hustle plays, getting after the loose ball, getting the rebounds and playing defense, closing out on shooters, not leaving anybody open, communicating on the defensive side of the floor, you're going to give yourself a pretty good shot. And that's what we're going to need to see out of this Burton Lady Panther bunch tonight. Again, we're headed for a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight from Willis High School. Glad to have you along for this one. We're very early. I'm just going to go out and say it. We are so, so early. There's like 7 people here. They don't start showing up until they start making the popcorn, and I don't smell the popcorn yet. So don't know what kind of crowd we're going to have tonight here from Willis. They are not here yet, but about 15 minutes away from tip-off here from Willis High School. We'll get another break in and talk a little bit about tonight's game and visit some other basketball scores and games of interest around the game coming up later tonight. This is bi-district basketball action on KWHI.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton Ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to 3 great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn patch, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Burton Lady Panthers best of luck during the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
About 13 minutes away from tip-off here on KWHI.com. By district basketball action coming your way at the top of the hour. And Burton and Evadale with a rematch on deck from last year's absolute thriller of a game at this same very venue, Willis High School. What a great game it was. Back and forth in the second half. Punches getting thrown left and right. What a lot of fun that game was a year ago. Unfortunately, the Lady Panthers did come up just a little bit short in the end, and they will look to flip the script on that this season and keep their season alive, finishing fourth in their district. And, you know, it's the tough part about being on those on the lower end of that district. You know, when you get into the playoffs, you're going to have to take on a buzzsaw right out of the gate. And, you know, it's not often you see a big upset, you know, where the lower-seeded team just comes in, guns blazing right out of the gate, and knocks off one of the top teams in the region. But there's a possibility of that tonight. Anytime you got a clock running and a game going, anything can happen any given night. And we just about saw it a year ago. So hopefully some of that magic will carry over into 2024 for this Burton Lady Panther bunch. Of course, going to need to play defense. You know, this game a year ago, it was Evadale getting out to a quick start, hanging 22 points in that first quarter. Can't have that tonight if you're the Lady Panthers. Got to stay, defend, and hold Evadale to one shot attempt per possession. You know, secure the rebound. Don't give them any easy second chance opportunities and easy wide open looks right at the basket. You know, play defense, keep them in front of you. And we should see a little bit different of an outcome this year if they're able to do those things. But offensively, they're going to have to score the ball a little better than they did a year ago. They did have quite the explosion in the third quarter of last year's contest, putting up 19 points in the frame, but only 7 in the second quarter, only 11 in the first. Going to need a little quicker pace out of the gate for the Lady Panthers if they're going to get business taken care of tonight and keep the season alive and move on to the next round of the playoffs. We'll take a look at what's going on in the world of college hoops coming up here in a little bit as our pregame show continues. We're going to take a short break in 2 minutes. Our pregame show will continue on KWHI.com.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area's sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
A little Twisted Sister to get your pregame blood pumping on this beautiful Tuesday night from Willis High School. We have bi-district girls basketball action coming your way here in just minutes. 6 o'clock tip-off between Evadale and your Burton Lady Panthers. Now, a couple of names as I am perusing this Evadale roster, trying to think back to 365 days ago. A lot has happened in 365 days, but there's a name on this roster that does pop out, and that's Kelson Bruce. A year ago, if memory serves me correctly, she was an absolute stone-cold assassin from the three-point line, and this Evadale team definitely loves to pull the trigger from beyond the arc, and any team that wants to do that for the Lady Panthers, on-ball defense is going to be important, but even more so is guarding off the ball, staying disciplined in your gaps and not letting anybody, any shooters get open. You know, you can control that a lot by playing disciplined defense off the ball. If you're one pass away, two passes away, three passes away, if you know where you need to be in the scheme, know how far off your man you have to be in order to recover quickly and close out on shooters, get a hand up. It all takes care of itself. It's just defense and rebounding, my friends. That's really all it boils down to. So, the Bruce girl was definitely a problem from a year ago. They're going to have to do something about her, and she ain't even took the floor yet. So, as far as just basketball in general, there's some really good games on the college slate coming up tonight. Of course, Texas teams, A&M is in action against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's kind of not very good this year, so the Aggies should, in theory, get a dub later this evening. A couple other games of interest across NCAA college hoops. Oklahoma and Baylor will do it tonight. That's a top 25 matchup over on ESPN. Number 25 Oklahoma, number 12 Baylor doing battle there in the Big Ten. Ohio State, Wisconsin, that should be a good one later tonight. The early Big Ten game most years would be pretty good is Michigan and Illinois, but Michigan's kind of dog water this year, so should be another dub for the Illini getting close to tournament time. But we're getting close to tip-off time and starting lineups being announced here from Willis High School. Our pregame show will continue in just a few moments. Now we're starting to see quite a few of the Burton Big Red faithful making their way into the gym here at Willis High School. Always a great crowd that travels with the Lady Panthers and the Panthers, football, basketball. Always a good contingent of the Big Red in tow whenever these teams do battle on the gridiron, on the floor, or wherever on the field. Always great fan support from one of the best small towns in Texas. So good to see the Big Red faithful pulling up. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be back as we get closer to tip-off here on KWHI.com. It's bi-district basketball tonight. High school girls action between Evadale and your Burton Lady Panthers on KWHI.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Go Fight Win Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens, and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook, and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 till 12 noon. Congrats to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Pre-game continues on KWHI.com, the alternate sports stream. If you are tuned in, I always like to do this to help our friends in Burton. Anybody needs help finding the stream. If you're tuned in and you got friends hitting you up, hey, where's the Burton game? How do I find the Burton game? Well, the easiest way to get on is just go to kwhi.com on your desktop computer, your laptop, whichever you you have. The mobile version, it's easiest to get on. Download the KWHI app, walk them through that. Very easy to find on the desktop and especially on the mobile app. So point them in that direction, and best of luck. Glad to have you along tonight for this one between Evadale and Burton. We're just a couple minutes away from the top of the hour and tip off on KWHI.com. Of course, we're going to talk about it a lot tonight because for a lot of reasons. One, because there's a lot of players that were here 1 year ago that are back again to do this all over again. And two, just because it was such a great game a year ago. 55-50 was the final in this game 1 year ago. Evadale coming out on top with that with the win and advancing into the next round of the playoffs as they get ready to do battle tonight. They have made their way to the sideline to get their final instructions from head coach Madison Uzzel for the Evadale Lady Rebels. The Burton Lady Panthers still firing up some warm-up shots. And speaking of warm-ups, I did, as most announcer people will do, paying attention to the warm-ups, and I was really wishing I could report to my Big Red friends that Evadale forgot how to shoot threes, but they in fact did not. They were absolutely splashing them from deep in warm-ups. So maybe a sign of things to come. It's going to be a tough send for the Burton Lady Panthers on the defensive side of the floor tonight. They're going to have to play some of the best defense they've played all season to keep this Evadale scoring attack in check. But a couple of names for the Evadale side of things to keep your eye on for you Lady Panther fans. Some names you might hear a lot of. Whitley Carter is probably the tallest girl on the floor either way on this team. This is a roster has her at 5'11", and I'm not really buying that. I was walking into the gym a little bit ago, and I was like, wow, is this like a JUCO college practice going on? That girl's like 6'3". It's like, no, that was them. That was Evadale. So, no, the Carter girl, very tall. And I believe we are about to have our national anthem. So we will keep it here on KWHI.com for the playing of our national anthem. Got to connect the Bluetooth. There we go. Another absolutely beautiful rendition of our Star Spangled Banner, courtesy of somebody's iPhone tonight here at Willis High School. Always, always funny when you hear the Bluetooth connected right before it starts playing. You got to find the humor in things, guys and gals. It makes things a little easier for you. Well, here we go. Starting lineups being announced. The Lady Panthers are being announced, and Tiara Burns up first, the guard. An absolute problem last year, and another one this year. She's a very, very talented young player.
Number 10, a senior forward, Sierra Burns.
Sierra Burns also being introduced, another starter.
Junior guard, Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez will be a starter.
And number 12, a sophomore and forward, Aaron Huntsman.
Aaron Huntsman, the final starter. For the Lady Panthers under the direction of their head coach Taplin and Coach Hody.
Number one, a senior guard, Lauren Wint.
Now Evadale being introduced, Laurel Wint, starter. Running the one tonight will be Kelson Bruce. A sophomore.
The senior guard, Kinley Bruce
will get the nod on the other side of the wing.
Senior forward, Whitney Carter.
And Whitley Carter being introduced as a starter. About 6'1", probably 6'6". Addison Henderson will round out the starting lineup for Evadale. So now it'll be Evadale in their home white uniforms with blue and gold trim and letters. The Burton Lady Panthers in their visiting reds with white letters and black trim, getting final instructions each way from each team's head coach. And we'll be ready to do it in the bi-district round of the playoffs here tonight from Willis High School on KWHI.com. Glad to have you along for this one, wherever you are tonight. Like I said earlier, if you've got somebody that's trying to find the game, help them out a little bit. Show them how to find the app and how to find the website and all that fun jazz. Call your friends. Call your mom and them. Tell them that Burton Lady Panther basketball is on the air. 8 minutes are up on the clock. It'll be Carter at center circle to jump it up for Evadale. Panthers taking the floor now. You got the Burns girls lining up. Huntsman will jump it up in the center circle as now they switch sides. Got each player on the correct side of the floor. Carter versus Huntsman on the tip, and it's controlled easily by the Lady Panthers. Kind of confused on which way they're going. Now we get everything straightened out. The ball's in the hands of Lopez. She'll drive it all the way in and score it with the right hand. Oh, Jennifer Lopez getting the scoring going quickly for the Lady Panthers. Both teams were a little confused as to which end they were shooting at, and Lopez was like, I got this. She took it all the way to the hole and laid it up and in for a deuce. Two zip early, Lady Panthers. And here's a steal. Huntsman gets in the passing lane, and she'll try to run it out. She's got a layup and one. What a tough shot, Huntsman, that time. She had Tiara Burns running the floor with her. She'll get an opportunity for the bonus free throw. The Lady Panthers coming out firing out of the gate quickly, 4-0. And the bonus free throw on the way. More Big Red faithful make their way into the gym. Always a good, as the free throw is missed off the heel. It goes out of bounds, and it will stay with the Lady Panthers as it was last touched by Carter, it looked like. And so the Lady Panthers will inbound it under their own basket. They get the possession, and they do get the ball into Sierra Burns. She'll turn and face in the short corner on the left side. She gets it back out top, Lopez. Now back to Sierra Burns. She'll pull the deep ball from the left wing off the heel. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Evadale. That's in the hands of Kelson Bruce, and she'll bring it across half court. Dump it off into the corner to the other Bruce, Kinley. And she's forced out of bounds. Kinley Bruce steps on the sideline. Great defense in the corner by Tiara Burns. Able to ever so slightly move her to the sideline and force her out of bounds as Bruce will throw a long ball, try to throw a touchdown pass up ahead for Sierra Burns and caught her out of bounds. So it'll be Evadale ball. 4-0 still your score, 7:09 left first quarter. A So here come the Lady Rebels offensive attack with Kelson Bruce running the one. Dumps it off on the left side for Abby Henderson. She gets it inside for Laurel Wendt. Wendt out to Bruce for a corner three. Missed that one. Maybe had it tipped out of her hand. We'll count that in the books as a block for the Lady Panthers. Here's Tierra Burns quickly the other way. Tierra goes one-on-one against Bruce. Gets it over to Sierra Burns. And Sierra will drive in. She gets hacked. And that'll be the second foul against Evadale. They'll call the foul on Carter. That's her first. So one foul for Carter, one for Henderson for Evadale. Lady Panthers control it now in the offensive end into the hands of Sierra Burns. She'll drive and dish. Top of the key now for, oh, it's picked off by Kinley Bruce. Here's Tierra Burns able to poke it away in transition to save a layup. Great defensive recovery by Burns. And the Panthers will give it up. Evadale will throw it in from the near sideline. It'll be Carter to key it in. She's got Henderson on the block on the right side. In the short corner is Kinley Bruce. She throws it into the one. Kelson Bruce back over to Carter. Carter with the right-hand dribble attacking short corner right side. Now into the hands of Bruce to Kinley Bruce. Inside Henderson back out. Kelsey Bruce three ball right corner on the way. Missed it off the heel. Rebound by Carter. Here's another open three. This is Kelson Bruce. Her three is in. 4-3 with 6:15 left in the first quarter. A little bit of token three-quarter court pressure applied by Evadale. It's broken easily. Now they're going to get Huntsman underneath. Wide open layup. Up and in there. 6-3, Lady Panthers. Coming across half court, working left to right, is Kelson Bruce with the basketball. Right-hand dribble. She'll dump it off into the short corner left side for Henderson. Back out top, Kinley Bruce to Carter at the top of the key. Carter will travel with it. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul on her fourth step. Oh, my gosh. All right, we've made it officially with 5:48 left in the first quarter. My first official critique of the night has come out. So if you had that on your Drinko card, go ahead and take a swig. Here's a runner in the lane from Kelson Bruce. That's off the heel and not there as she fights for the rebound. It's pulled down by Henderson. Panthers playing great defense on this end of the floor despite the very iffy foul call. Here's Kelson Bruce left wide open for a three. Missed it off the back of the iron. There's Carter. Traveled with it. They finally call that travel. She was falling backwards and just rifled the ball at, I thought it was Huntsman that was falling down. I don't know why. It's almost like, you know, when the player's falling out of bounds, they'll try to throw it off the defender. It's like she tried to do that, but they're in the middle of the floor. It wasn't going anywhere. Lopez will bring it across half court, and the ball's loose on the floor. Lopez able to pick it up and stolen away by Evadale. Here's Carter quickly in transition. This should be a relatively easy layup, and it is, as Carter puts it home. And 6-5, Lady Panthers still with the lead, giving up the deuce in transition. Here is Sierra Burns. She'll throw it ahead for Lopez. Lopez running the floor up to Tierra Burns. And she is almost able to save it out of bounds. Ooh, and she dives into the bleachers. That was a hard hit for Tierra Burns, but she is up and all right. That's a tough kid right there. She went noggin first into the far side bleachers. Bounces right up and gets back at it. I got some tough kids in Burton. 4:55 left first quarter. 6-5 your score. As Bruce brings it across, Evadale down one. And they're going to get a reach in, looks like on Burns, Tierra Burns. It's just the second foul against the Lady Panthers. 6-5 still your score. The Big Red lead it here with 4:49 left in the first quarter. Just underway from Willis High School in this bi-district matchup as there's a... It looked like a lob to the rim by Kelson Bruce, but unfortunately for her, Anthony Davis was not in the building to catch it. It goes out of bounds. 6-5. Burton turns him over. The Lady Panthers will have it, bringing up past half court. They get it through the press break. They get it up ahead quickly for Tierra Burns. Nice up and under move. Gets it over to Sierra Burns. She'll put up the hook shot right hand. Puts it in. Oh, what a great sequence. I'll tell you what. Those Burns girls can hoop. Tierra Burns with a beautiful up and under move and a nice dish to Sierra Burns, and she was able to knock down a hook shot in the spirit of Kareem with the right arm. And then a turnover on the other end as Henderson throws it out of bounds, and the Lady Panthers will take over up 8-5 with 4:15 left in the first quarter. If you remember, 1 year ago, it was 22-11 at the end of the first quarter. Not the case this year. Burton Lady Panthers came to play today. Here's Tierra Burns quickly. Gets through traffic, gets over Sierra Burns. She'll put up a layup, miss it off the bottom of the backboard. Tierra Burns got the offensive rebound and put up a shot that was a little short. Might have been tipped coming out of her hands. A lot of contact on the play, but no foul call. And it will be Evadale ball down three with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. This will be Kelson Bruce bringing it across half court for the Rebels. She stops in a little hesitation move, puts up a floater from just inside the three-point arc. Kind of a weird shot, but rebound is controlled by the Lady Panthers, and a foul is whistled, looks like, against Evadale. They're going to get they'll get Kelson Bruce for that one, her first. Third foul on Evadale, and a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. You're listening to By District Basketball. Lady Panthers lead at 8-5. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KWHI.com.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions. But our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
KWHI.com, 8-5 your score. 3:44 left in the first quarter. Lady Panthers lead this one. It'll be out of the timeout, Tierra Burns bringing it across half court. Got Harmel out there along with Huntsman, the Burns girls, and Jennifer Lopez. Your five on the floor. Very not a deep Burton Lady Panther basketball roster, as a double dribble is going to be whistled on Harmel. I'll tell you, this definitely does remind me of my days of calling D2 and D1 basketball back home in Nebraska. Rosters with six or seven kids on it, small school, small towns, and great atmosphere and great competition. That's what we have so far tonight. As Bruce goes up for the layup, has it knocked out of her hands. No foul on the play. It will stay with Evadale, as I think that was Huntsman that got in there and got a paw on the basketball. 8-5 your score. 3:18 left, first quarter. Lady Panthers lead it by three. Here's a look from the corner for Henderson. Her three's off the heel. Carter the rebound offensively. She takes one dribble, dumps it to the top of the key for Bruce. Bruce will step back for a three from the right wing. Off the heel, not there. Rebound Huntsman. Possibly. Ball's loose on the floor. Fumble on the play. And a jump ball is whistled as a pile of humanity stacks up on the right block. And the jump ball, possession arrow, points the way of Evadale. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again till I'm blue in the face. Make them jump it up. It's a dumb rule. I miss jump ball. Henderson will throw it in for Carter. She puts up a shot. Almost got it to go. Almost kissed it in off the window. Took the contact, and we'll get two free throws. See who they get for the foul. If they get Harmel with that, that could be that's only her first. So only three fouls so far on the Lady Panthers. Those fouls belong to Harmel, Lopez, and Huntsman. Carter missed the first free throw. Second free throw on the way. No, I mean, they got circles. Might as well let them jump it up, right? Carter hits the second free throw, 8-6. That'll be my campaign till the end of time in high school and college basketball. 2:53 left, first quarter. Nearly a steal at half court. Harmel's able to reel it back in. Now Sierra Burns will drive and dish. Lopez has it on the block right side. Tips it out for Tierra Burns. She'll put up a short jumper from 6 feet out. Missed it off, just rattled out. It was halfway down and popped out. Carter will rip down the rebound and bring it back quickly the other way. Steps out of bounds. Big time out of bounds. Almost, the officials almost didn't see it as they were getting back in transition themselves, getting to their spots. But the trailing official does see it as Carter steps on the sideline. And we'll turn it back over to the Big Red. Still 8-6. The Big Red lead it with 2:33 left in the first quarter here from Willis High School. Glad to have you along for this one tonight as Lopez gets it in the post, but it's picked away by Kelson Bruce, and she comes up quickly the other way, throws it ahead for Carter. Oh, beautiful play in transition. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound, Aaron Huntsman. Great job by Huntsman to not give up on the play and run the floor. Now she throws it ahead, and it goes out of bounds as Tierra Burns couldn't quite track it down. Great recovery defensively by Huntsman that last possession. Tried to hit the home run ball, though. Left it a little bit long. 8-6 still your score with 2:15 left in the first quarter. Big Red coming out of the gates hot in this one. They got up quickly 4-0. And it's all started on the defensive end of the floor. The intensity has been there. They're playing discipline, and Aaron Huntsman comes up with a steal. Now Huntsman will try to run it out the other way. She has company along with her, as she also had Tierra Burns running the floor with her, and the ball is poked away from behind and out of bounds. Last touch by Huntsman. It will go back over to Evadale as Kelson Bruce was able to disrupt it from behind. Taryn Torres checks into the game for the Rebels. Panthers still clinging to that 8-6 lead with 153 left here in the first quarter. Bruce dumps it inside for Stott. Lakin Stott, the new sub into the game, playing that four as Carter gets a break. That's going to be an issue tonight for, you almost wonder how much conditioning is going to come into play, because this Evadale team will run, you know, two in, two out, three in, three out. You know, they run about six or about seven or eight deep. Sometimes nine deep on their roster. Is a turnover by Huntsman. They're going to call a travel, it looks like, as Huntsman recovered the loose ball on the deck. That was a very quick whistle on that travel, I will say. 1:43 left first quarter, 8-6 your score. Kelson Bruce will throw it in. Has Henderson out there, gets it to her, back to Bruce, guarded up by Burns tightly, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Tierra Burns. That will be her first. This game started out fast-paced, running and gunning, and now it's turned into a whistle fest. Henderson throws it in. Ball still with Evadale. Ball screen comes for Kelson Bruce. She uses it to go left with a left-hand dribble. Stops and puts up a floater from 4 feet out and buries it. A beautiful move by Kelson Bruce. Using her speed and then backing off a little hesitation dribble and able to get the floater from 4 feet out to go. We're knotted up at 8 with a 1:19 left in the first quarter. Here's Sierra Burns on the wing right side in front of the Rebel bench. Back over to Tierra Burns. She'll throw it into the corner left side for Harmel. Now to Sierra Burns. She'll drive it inside, put up a layup. It's way up there. Bounces off the top of the backboard and doesn't fall, but she will get two free throws. And they get Kelson Bruce on the foul. So two free throws coming up for Sierra Burns, the senior. Very nice player. A lot of hustle so far out of this Lady Panther bunch on the defensive end. First free throw is up and in there. They got to clean up the rebounding a little bit. Some of the bigs for Evadale have given the Lady Panthers trouble rebounding. Second free throw's in there. Those are crucial, especially in a game like this where points are just going to be hard to come by for the most part in this game, the way these two teams are playing defensively. So those free throws could be huge. 10-8 your score. It's Henderson with it between the circles. Will rifle the one-arm pass into the corner. Tipped away by Sierra Burns and out of bounds. It'll stay with Evadale. And you remember in the pregame show when your boy here was talking about off-the-ball defense and how important it is to stay disciplined to where you need to be on the floor in relation to where your man is and where the ball is. Well, that tip out of bounds right there was a product of good defensive spacing and discipline. As Aaron Huntsman gets a steal and will run it out the other way. Huntsman goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in off the glass. 12-8 your score. The Big Red lead it by 4 with 43 seconds left in the first quarter. I'll tell you right now, if Evadale thought they were going to come in and get a cupcake in this Lady Panther bunch, they were sorely mistaken, as the Big Red have a four-point lead at the nearing the end of the first quarter. And another steal. Sierra Burns gets her hand on it. And Sierra Burns will take it all the way inside. Puts up the layup right hand. Oh, missed it off the glass. Rebound Henderson. That was a tough off-balance shot by Burns. Had to readjust midair. Was able to get the shot off, but pushed it a little wide to the right. And a foul whistled, and they're going to get Huntsman for a block. Well, one of the problems of not having a very deep bench when you're the Burton Lady Panthers. I mean, there's only two girls over there in uniform. It don't matter who it is or how well they're playing. You cannot afford to be in foul trouble. And right now, the foul trouble situation for the Lady Panthers is this. In this first quarter, they've had five fouls. One for Tierra Burns, one for Addison Harmel, two now on Aaron Huntsman, and one on Jennifer Lopez. And you're probably thinking to yourself, Mr. Dean, why is one foul a big deal? Well, it's the first quarter, and you've only got seven tonight. They ain't going to give you an extra foul. Second free throw missed it by Kelson Bruce. Goes 1-for-2 from the line. 12-9 your score. 10 seconds left in the frame. Here's Tierra Bruce with a hesitation move. Nice Euro step in the lane. Missed the layup short. And Tierra Burns battling for the rebound. Goes out of bounds off of her foot, it looks like. And with 4.5 seconds left, Eva Dale will have a chance to get one final shot off in this quarter. 12-9, Burton leads it by 3. They inbound it to Henderson, and she's out of bounds. And it will stay with the Lady Panthers. Well, now hang on a minute. They're going to make him throw it in from the baseline, but the ball went out of bounds on the sideline. Interesting. All right, well, no harm, no foul. Harma will throw it in. Gets it in for Tierra Bruce. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. I don't think she knows how much time is on the clock. This shot's good if it goes. Oh, missed it just wide right. So Tierra Burns, I don't know if she knew how much time was on the clock, but she got it to Sierra Burns just in time to get the shot off at the horn. It falls short, and a great first quarter by the Big Red. They lead at 12-9 at the end of one. We'll be back in 60 seconds for quarter number two on KWHI.com.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
District basketball on the stream, KWHI.com. It's Dean hanging with you tonight from Willis High School. Second quarter action just underway. 12-9 the score. Lady Panthers lead it and have the ball. Tierra Burns working the guard spot with Lopez around the top of the key. Now to Huntsman, back to Burns. And she'll back it out to about the spiking line. Survey that 3-2 zone. A new defensive look here for the Lady Rebels coming out of the quarter break. How do you beat the zone? Oh, straight away three by Burns. That one falls short. Not a bad look. I mean, in this day and age, in this game of basketball where analytics are king, that's not a bad shot. She didn't have anybody on her. She did miss it short, but it was a good look. Straight away three. Lopez steals it in the backcourt off the inbound, and then Carter's able to swipe it right back. And Carter will lob it up over the top for Bruce. Up ahead quickly now to Henderson. She turns and fires and puts it up and in. You know, the more I think about it, I'm pretty sure every single one of these kids that's on the floor right now played in this game a year ago, with the exception of Stott for Eva Dale. 12-11 your score after the Henderson layup, and Bruce will launch that one high and out of bounds. .657 to go in the first half. 12-11 the score as Tierra Burns will bring it across half court, working from right to left on your radio dial. She'll lob it into the top of the key at the high post for Jennifer Lopez, who lost it out of bounds. Lopez has played a nice game so far tonight. She's a very smart player. Looks like a very smart player. She always finds herself in the right spot on the floor at the right time, and that's 9 out of 10 times not by accident. As Kelson Bruce will bring it across quickly, across half court, takes it all the way in, tries to score it with the left hand, and is fouled. So they'll whistle another foul against the Lady Panthers, and that's going to go against Sierra Burns. That'll be her first. Now every player on the floor has at least one for the Big Red. First free throw is in for Kelson Bruce, and we're tied up at 12. A new sub in the game is Kiana Ray for the Big Red. First time that we've seen a substitution so far in this game for the Burton Lady Panthers. That's as a second free throw was missed. Offensive rebound by Carter, and she'll get it back out to Bruce in a fresh possession here for the Rebels as Carter has it just outside the three-point line. We'll try to back down on Carmel. Gets it back out for Kelson Bruce. She fakes right, goes left with it, puts it. Oh, nice. Oh, what a swat. Oh, what a great block by Ray. Got up high and denied that bad boy. They do whistle a foul. I'm not sure for what, but keep swinging. There's one thing I love more than anything in basketball, and that's a good block shot. I don't care they whistled it for the foul. That's a clean block in my book. Free throw's on the way, though. Henderson knocks down the first, and for the first time tonight, Evadale leads it. Very crucial here as Gore checks into the ball game for the Big Red. She'll give Harmel a rest. Very, very important for the Lady Panthers here to kind of bring their own energy a little bit. If I take my headphones off, I guarantee I can hear myself talking in the gym audibly from across the way. It's kind of quiet right now. But very important that the Big Red bring their own energy and kind of keep that tempo up like they started the game with. A lull in the action could spell disaster here as this Evadale bunch can score quickly, and they grab a turnover as Kelson Bruce picks off the pass at half court and takes it all the way to lay it in for another deuce with the left hand. 16-12. Evadale now up by four with 6 minutes left in the first half. Burns will bring it across half court, working left to right, or right to left. Gets it up and stolen away by Bruce. She picked another pocket, throws it up ahead quickly now for Kinley Bruce. Her shot's off the mark, and she is fouled hard. She hit the deck a ton on the baseline. Is able to get up. Might have got herself a bit of a stinger on that play. I don't care what anybody says. This game is a contact sport. It always has been. You wear pads all you want, but when you fall down on hardwood, it is not a fun feeling. Bruce pops back up. We'll get two free throws. Missed the first one off the front of the iron. 5:50 left, first half, 16-12. Evadale has come back to lead it for the first time in this game here in the second quarter. Just over 2 minutes gone by in the frame as the second free throw is in. 17-12, five-point ball game. Big Red need a bucket, and they need it now. Here's Sierra Burns at the top of the key. Throws it inside for Gore. Missed the layup. Or rather, Ray missed the layup. And Burns able to save it inside. Gets it into Huntsman. Huntsman back inside to Ray. Puts up the shot. Missed it short. Gets her own rebound and traveled with it. So Ray kind of got bullied around a little bit inside. Forced into a travel. She's got the makings of what could be a really, really nice player. But when you're in that age range, in that high school age range, sometimes if you're not fully grown into your legs yet, you kind of have, it's hard to keep your balance and have good footwork, especially when you're taller like that. And that's kind of what got the better of Ray on the last offensive possession. Ball goes out of bounds as Evadale's on offense now. It will stay with the Rebels. Carter will catch the inbound pass. Almost lost it. Does get it back. Goes hard with the right dribble. Drives all the way inside. Oh, what a move. Goodness gracious. Willie Carter. What an absolute baller move that was. 19-12, your score. She took it with three dribbles from just outside the three-point line. Two dribbles, sorry. All the way inside with a nice up-and-under move, and now almost steals it on the other end. But Burns is able to get it back, missed the layup. And there's Ray, who was able to put it back up and in. What a nice shot off the offensive rebound by Ray, able to get the deuce. 19-14, back to 5 points. The difference with 4:41 left in the first half. Here's Kelson Bruce with it across half court, working left to right, dumps it across for Henderson, who cuts baseline, has it blocked away again by Ray. The rim defender strikes again, 19-14, 4:30 left first half. Here's Sierra Burns quickly the other way, drives it up, missed the layup, had a good look at it, tried to finger roll it home, put it off the glass just a little bit too strong, and the window wasn't kind. 19-14, 4:20 left first half. Kelson Bruce will throw it up for Carter. Carter traveled with it. I don't know if Carter's got offers to play college basketball, but I would be shocked if she doesn't. Good size, good speed, good handles, and she's a problem for the Lady Panther defense. They've done a nice job containing her so far in this one. 19-14, your score with 4:11 left in the first half. Here's Tierra Burns, throws it to Sierra at the top of the key, and she drives it, finishes with the left hand off the window with the and one. Tierra Burns fed it inside for Sierra that time, and she took it around with the left hand, dribbled it once, put it up off the window, kind of finger roll with the left hand, able to get it to fall, and she'll get the bonus free throw back to a one-possession game, regardless of the free throw, which she knocks down anyway. 19-17, 4:03 left in the first half. Burton ain't going anywhere yet. Kelsen Bruce will bring it across half court for the Rebels. Working left to right, guarded up closely by Tierra Burns. Bruce will go inside, goes baseline left, and gets reached in on and fouled. Kind of a bit of a ticky-tack foul call there on Sierra Burns, which that'll be her second. So both the Burns girls have two fouls apiece, and two fouls as well for Huntsman. And that's your foul trouble here in the first half. Burton's got to be smart here, especially with those. And we're going to get another whistle. And an offensive foul, it looks like, or 3 seconds. Called on Evadale, so it will be Burton ball. Sierra Burns will throw it into Tierra. She'll bring it across half court, working right to left on your radio dial. The 1-3-1 defense now for Evadale as Sierra Burns. Tierra and Sierra play a little two-man game. Tierra throws it into Sierra. She turns and attacks the rim, gets the foul, and will go to the line with a chance to tie it. If they're giving it to you, keep running it. That's all you can do. They're leaving the middle of the lane open, and Burton is doing a nice job of getting to the open spot of the zone. And the first free throw is in there for Burns. Crucial, crucial, crucial free throws. She's got 8 on the night for the Big Red. Has been dynamite from the line so far in this one. There's a bit of confusion now as I think Whitley Carter is going to check back into the game, and here she comes. As a Lady Panther tying her shoe, looks like. I think that's Huntsman that's got a loose wheel. Yep, she's got it tightened up and ready to rock and roll. 19-18 your score. 3:36 left in the first half. Second free throw for Burns on the way. Missed it wide right. Rebound by Evadale. That was Wendt on the rebound. Oh, Ray just about had a steal in the backcourt, causing problems as they rifle a pass up to half court, and it's going to be picked off by Gore. Gore up ahead quickly for Sierra Burns. Three ball, left wing on the way. Missed it. Short rebound, Henderson. Oh, the roof would have blown off this place with the Big Red. Would have got that triple there. Still 19-18. Evadale with the lead by one and the ball. Henderson attacks left side. Throws it back to the top of the key between the circles for Kelsen Bruce. She'll throw it into the post, and it's picked off again by Tatum Gore. Another interception by the Lady Panthers. Here's Tierra Burns running ahead quickly to Sierra Burns. Stops. Puts up the shot and is fouled. And another foul called on Carter. That's going to be her second. Sierra Burns is going to be making a heck of a living from the foul line in this one if she keeps this up. Attacking the rim, finishing strong at the hole, giving herself opportunities. And she's been great from the line so far. Free throw on the way, missed it wide right. I'm going to stop saying that. That one was my fault, my friend. 19-18, your score with 3 minutes before halftime. Second free throw, missed it. Carter the rebound. She'll pull it down and take off running into the corner. Now back to, oh, they had a nice look for a give and go with Carter and Bruce in the corner. But Kinley Bruce, who nearly turned it over, gets a touch pass back to her on the right wing and buries a triple. And it's 22-18 now after the Rebel three. They throw it into Bruce and she, or into Burns, Sierra Burns, and she's fouled. So Sierra Burns will go back to the foul line. A familiar place for her. Started 4-4 from the line. For half her points from the foul line, it's missed her last three. First one on the way, got it. Oh, the importance of just seeing the ball go through the hole. What it can do for the confidence of a shooter. What it can do for your confidence walking back down on defense as she buries both free throws. Sierra Burns now up to 10 points, leading all scorers in this one. 22-20. Lady Panthers back to within a score as Henderson will attack left side, turns and gets it back out for Kelson Bruce. She'll attack in the same spot in the short corner on the left side. Now throws it to Henderson, who's drifted over to the right side wing. Back to Bruce. Now to the top of the key for Carter. Carter dribbles it, has to rifle the pass over to Bruce. And Kelson Bruce will go one-on-one against Burns. Fakes right, goes left, dumps it off Henderson. Short corner left side, turns, fires it back out. Bruce, three ball on the way from the corner, misses it off the front of the iron. Rebound fought for. Kinley Bruce pulls it down over to Carter. Short corner jumper from 19, from about 9 feet out. Missed it short and gets the offensive rebound. The third offensive rebound on this end of the floor. And Huntsman's able to rip down the air ball. And the Lady Panthers come away with the possession. Nearly a travel, and it is a travel by Gore. Gore tried to throw it back to Burns, the guard, and not familiar with handling the ball in the backcourt. Just a tough break for a young player. Just got to plant 2 feet, turn and find your guard, and throw him the ball. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them with 1:51 left in the first half. Evadale leads at 22-20. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KWHI.com.
Need an event catered big or small? Sandtown Catering has you covered with a wide variety of menu options. Follow them on Facebook for their weekly special meals and barbecue specials on Sundays and holidays. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023. That's 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering would like to wish the best of luck to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for a deep run in the playoffs. Go Big Red.
Out of the timeout, 22-20, Evadale with the lead and the basketball as the Lady Panthers will come out of the timeout, setting up into a 2-3 zone, it appears. Oh, they're going to go back into the man-to-man here. Under 2 minutes left in the first half as Kelson Bruce will throw to the left wing for Henderson, guarded up closely by Huntsman, turns and fires it back to Bruce, top of the key. Now will work between the circles with Sierra Burns on her. They'll lob it inside for Carter. Nice up and under. Carter's able to score it with ease. 24-20. Here's Tierra Burns on the quick move and transition, fires up a long three-pointer, missed everything. Huntsman gets the rebound, now to Gore, now back to Burns, and she'll put up a wild shot, banks it in off the window. Tierra Burns with a wild off-balance circus shot and gets it to go. Back to a two-point game, 24-22 with 69 seconds left in the first half. Kelson Bruce will attack left side. A foul is called. They're going to get... Who are they going to get for that one? I think Tierra will pick that one up, and that's going to be her third. And that's tough. She had a little bit of foul trouble in this game a year ago. And you're running seven deep. I can say it till I'm blue in the face, but got to keep your hands off of them. Bonus, into the bonus now is Evadale. So free throws the rest of the way. First one for Bruce is good, so... 106 left, first half, three-point lead for the Rebels, 25-22. You've got Kelson Bruce at the line. She's got 2 points, or excuse me, 10 points on the night. Second free throw, good, make it 11. Tierra Burns will bring it across, working right to left, brings it up slowly, now under a minute to go in the first half. Huntsman will meet her at half court. They throw it into Sierra Burns, and she'll try to wrap a pass underneath, a beautiful look inside for a wide open Keona Ray, and it's 26-24. Great ball movement, good heads up. What I really like about Sierra Burns playing that high post is she's very good about turning and facing the basket as Tierra Burns gets absolutely mugged at about 30 feet from the hole, and no call on that, but she's able to recover quickly and knock the pass out of bounds. It'll stay with Evadale as Bruce throws it in, gets it back, uses the ball screen, goes baseline with it, puts up a tough floater, and an offensive rebound and a putback and one for Laurel Wendt, who was untouched and unguarded underneath the cup. Nobody found a man. And that's the tough thing about, you know, if you're going to play, when they move quickly like that, out of an out-of-bounds and then re-inbound it, nobody's really set, and you kind of lose track of where the player you're supposed to be guarding is. That's something that can happen very easily as Wendt puts up the free throw and rattles it home, 29-24. It was one shot, guys. One shot, my dude. Pay attention. Come on now. You get paid for this, dude. Come on. It's Burton ball. They made the bonus free throw. There we go. I'm not going to not be frustrated. You're getting paid for this. Come on, my guy. 29-24, 30 seconds left in the first half. Sierra Burns will pick it up at half court. She brings it across with a right-hand dribble. Now switches over to the left. Gets it into Sierra at the high post. Back after Burns. Three ball. Left corner on the way. Missed it short. Rebound. Ray pulls it down. Goes up high for it. And is tied up. It'll stay with the Lady Panthers. Great job by Ray. Able to secure that offensive rebound. Kiana Ray is going to play a very crucial role in this one tonight if she keeps playing at the level she has been. Somebody's going to throw it in as the referee. I got to give this woman credit. There's a 5-second call. Merton wasn't ready for it. Got to give her credit. She's on it, paying attention, doing a fantastic job, keeping control of the game, paying attention, knowing what's going on, knowing the rules. Sometimes can be a rare sight, but I got to give her credit. 29-24, 15 seconds left in the first half as Bruce will bring it across, throws it up for Wendt, back to Bruce, top of the key, thought about a three and said, we'll step back just inside the three-point arc, buries the jumper. The longest two-point shot you can get in a game of basketball, 31-24, 1 second left as Burns is going to have to throw it up at the horn from way downtown. Oh, she just about got that to go. Well, it wasn't the end of the quarter that the Lady Panthers wanted, as they found themselves leading at the end of the first frame, but they will go into the half down 31-24 and an opportunity to take down a district foe here in the bi-district round of the playoff. 31-24, your halftime score. We'll be back with halftime in 2 minutes on KWHI.
ACL Construction offers general contracting, residential construction, and general carpentry. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, want to give a very special shout-out to number 13, Abby Lamson. And good luck to her and the rest of the Lady Panthers. Go Big Red!
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is ready for the warmer weather to be here already. Plan ahead and book your spring and summer splish splashing birthday bashes to reserve your party. Spring swimming lessons begin February 5th and 8th for preschool and babies, so make sure to get your little ones signed up. Sign up for one of their adaptive aquatic classes going on now. These classes are designed for swimmers with special needs to help improve swimmers' capabilities. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's By and By next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
All right, our game of Name That Tune. I'm a KWHI.com halftime show. I was going to make a sarcastic comment about, I know who this band is, and you probably don't remember who they are. And then the name of that band left my head, so now I sound like an idiot. 31-24 is your halftime score. The Big Red trail this one by 7. They did lead at the end of the first quarter, and for most of the way through that second quarter, but a few threes and some transition points that stacked that added up quickly for Evendale are the difference here as that late first half run pushes their lead to 7 at the half. Now, as far as scoring goes, that first half leading All but one scorer leading the Big Red in scoring was Sierra Byrne. She's got 10 points. Leading all scorers for the Evadale Rebels was Kelson Bruce. She's got 13 at the break. Whitney Carter's got 7. And for the Big Red, Aaron Huntsman has 6 so far. What's the big story of the first half? Well, it's probably not as big of a story in the first half as it's about to be when we get about halfway through this third quarter, but the F word, fouls, there are quite a few of them starting to add up on the Burton side, and I'll tell you, with 3 fouls, you got Tierra Burns, and if you lose your 1, that's going to be rough. I mean, I don't know what the ball handling situation looks like outside of Tierra Burns. I don't know who else on the roster can handle the ball. There ain't nobody out there can handle the ball as well as she can. They can handle it, but when it comes to running the 1, running the offense, that could be a very big loss. So if you're talking to her at halftime right now, it's going to be just lose the hand checks. Don't even give them the opportunity to blow the whistle. Move your feet. Stay in front of the defense of the ball, and just play without making contact the best you can, and try not to pick up that 4th foul, because if they do pick up a quick foul on her in that first part of the third quarter, she's going to just have to either sit or they're going to lose her for the rest of the game in the fourth quarter. So got to be very mindful of that. Manage the foul situation. You're only 7 deep on the whole roster right now for the Lady Panthers, so it's going to be tough to, you know, kind of keep the foul trouble in the back of your head. A couple other players, key players with a little bit of foul trouble, 2 on the game for Huntsman, 2 for Sierra Burns. So they do have a little bit of wiggle room there, but this officiating crew has definitely shown how they're going to call the game, and that's you know, one of the tough parts. But the best players and the best teams are the ones that can adapt to any given night. You know, however the game is being called, they can adapt to it, survive in advance, and that's what Burton's going to have to do. Just they're not really letting them play a whole lot. They do at times, but it's more. There's been a lot more quick whistle than there have been let them play moments. So keeping that fresh in the forefront of your mind is going to be very important for the Big Red coming out in this second half, and avoiding even just the opportunity to let the Stripes blow the whistle and continue to compound that foul trouble. So we'll see if they can keep it together and come back and make a run in this third quarter. Only down 7, and this was a game a year ago that when we were talking at halftime, we were making plans. We were talking like, hey, where's everybody going after the game? Where are you going to go eat? Where are you going to stop by on the way home? You know, that kind of thing. We thought it was over, dead, and done. And then that third quarter happened, and the Big Red erupted for 19 points in the frame, came storming back, nearly winning in this very gym 365 days ago. Well, we're back, and it's a much different kind of ball game. The Big Red hanging in there. They threw the first few punches right out of the gate. Now they have an opportunity to keep the momentum going and reclaim the lead here in the third quarter, which will be coming up in 2 minutes. We'll be right back with the start of the third quarter here on KWHI in 2 minutes.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton Ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to 3 great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BBR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BBR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BBR Materials wishes to
Burton Lady Panthers best of luck during the playoffs.
Carter Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high-quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
Well, out of the right out of the gate in the third quarter, missed a little bit of the action there. A quick basket by Addison Henderson, and then a quick answer the other way from Addison Harmel for a big three-pointer. 33-27 your score, and Aaron Huntsman gets a steal. Huntsman will race it up the floor. Now surveys, pulls it down, gets it to Burns in the corner. Three ball on the way, missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Harmel, who's fouled and will go up for two free throws. Addison Harmel out of the halftime break. Buries a three, gets fouled on an offensive rebound, putback attempt, and she's going to go to the line for two. Try to get her fourth and fifth points of the contest. 33-27, a quick start out of the gate by the Lady Panthers here. So it's Harmel at the free throw line. First shot on the way, buries it. So Harmel's out there with Huntsman, Lopez, and the Burns girls, Tiara and Sierra. They're in the backcourt right now. At the free throw line, Huntsman lined up on the left side, Lopez on the right. And shooting the free throws is Harmel. She'll put up the second one and missed it short. Rebound controlled by Lakin Stott. And it'll be Evadale ball as Bruce will try to throw it up ahead quickly. Kelson Bruce will put up a floater and just about got that one to fall. It popped out at the last second. Rebound fought for. Ball flies out of bounds off of Burton. It will stay with Evadale. What's the... Hopefully they talked about the R word, rebounding at halftime. Going to need to start limiting this as a three-point shot airballed by Evadale's Kinley Bruce. Pulled down by Huntsman, up ahead quickly for Burns, who's left all alone. And Tierra Burns with an easy layup, 33-30 now, back to a one-possession game. But limiting Evadale to one shot is going to be so crucial as this game winds down and business starts to pick up here in the third quarter. Bruce will try to drive it in, and just again with the really ticky-tack foul calls. A couple of these guys just don't look like they know what they're doing, to be honest with you. So that was Harmel. That's only her first, which is, oh, they're going to get, they got Tierra Burns with the foul, and it was, she wasn't near the play. Tierra Burns wasn't anywhere near the play, and they whistled her for the foul. Three-pointers missed. They've got to change that. That was not her that fouled. It was Harmel that committed the foul on the ball. God. There it goes. Now they got it switched. There we go. Goodness gracious. Pay attention, guys. 33-30. Tierra Burns will bring it across half court. Works with the right-hand dribble on the left side wing. Gets it inside for Sierra Burns, who goes up and puts it in and one. What a nice look by Sierra Burns. She didn't have to take a dribble. She turned with a drop step. Kept it high and put it in off the window. That's going to be her 11th and 12th points with the bonus free throw to try to make it 13. 33-32. 1 point away from tying this thing up. Lakin Stott was the guilty party on the foul. The rebound off the missed free throw was fought for, pulled down by Wendt. And now Kelson Bruce will bring it across half court, racing down the floor. 33-32. Henderson has a wide open layup, and she hits it. Burton didn't get back on defense. Especially when you're shooting free throws, you've got to have people back on defense. That's just unacceptable by the Big Red there, as Burns will fire up a deep three on the wing, and they're going to get a foul that just doesn't exist in the game of basketball. You always hear parents yelling for it, over the back. Well, that's not a thing. That's not a foul, but they are going to whistle it on Huntsman, and that's going to be her third. So quickly out of the gate. Ain't even been 3 minutes gone by in this third quarter, and two fouls on the board each way. So, again, you have to adapt to how they're going to call the game. They may not be calling it right, but you just have to deal with it and adjust the way you're playing to avoid the foul trouble if you can. And there's a big-time travel that's missed as Kelson Bruce had the passport whipped out and everything. 4, 5, 6 steps. Now gets the runner in the lane and missed it. Rebound controlled by the Big Red, and Lopez tried to rip it out of the hands of Bruce. And the one official that's actually got control over the game does a nice job of not allowing that to escalate. This thing's got a little chippy under the basket. 5:16 left third quarter, 35-32. Man, that was at least four and a half steps. He's like LeBron James out here. Kelson Bruce will dial up a three from the corner left side. Missed everything, and an offensive rebound that falls right into the hands of Torres, and she gets it to go. Burns will bring it across half court as Burton tries to move quickly. 37-32, still only a five-point game. Just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Burns throws it away. Nearly throws it away, but Sierra Burns able to save it. Missed the layup, and the rebound ripped down by Wendt. Another one and done for the Big Red, and another foul 80 feet from the basket. That one's just a lapse in concentration, if you will. One of those unnecessary, hey, you're 65, 70 feet from the hole, just back off and go play defense. But a dog pile will bring out the whistle, and that foul will go against Sierra Burns, her third of the night. Quick give and go for Bruce. She'll dial up a three in the corner, right side, and buries it. Kinley Bruce with her second three of the night, 40-32 now with 4:20 left in the third quarter. Sierra Burns throws it inside for Sierra on the left block, kicks it out. Lopez. Lopez will launch it top of the key for Sierra Burns, and a foul will be called now on Kinley Bruce, who tied up with Tierra Burns, trying to high point the ball. That's going to be her first. Three fouls on the board each way. And you really see it in real time, just the difference that depth can make. These are two very evenly matched teams in the talent department. As Sierra Burns will catch the pass at the high post, turns and faces, now gets it over to Lopez in the short corner left side, and a quick steal by Kinley Bruce. Pulled it away from Harmel. And Harmel will get it into the hand, try to defend Kelson Bruce, and she kicks it out over the left side for Addison Henderson, who drives all the way in, lays it up off the window, missed it, and Sierra Burns controls the rebound, and able to rip it away from Henderson, and will bring it across half court. 3:50 left third quarter, 40-32. Well, like I was saying, you're really seeing the difference that depth makes in a game like this. You got Burton running seven deep and didn't have a single substitution in the first quarter. They're the team with all the foul trouble right now. The game has been called relatively evenly as Tierra Burns tries to throw up a layup, gets fouled. I don't know what Evendale's complaining about. Their fans are up in arms over something. They think it was a blocked shot, but they can't see. Oh, you're big mad, aren't you? They got one of those moms real wound up over there. My gosh, you sure are putting on a show there, ma'am. That's really funny. I wish this was TV and could show her on camera. She's mad. And off the inbound, they're going to get Kiana Ray into the ball game. Missed the layup. Rebound controlled by Henderson, and she'll dump it off her Kelson Bruce. I don't really know why they were so mad about that last play. It was a pretty typical foul. Kelson Bruce gets fouled on her way to the hole. Looks like the ball might have went into the trash can. Well, I have bad news, Big Red Nation. It is the fourth foul on Tierra Burns. So, that's tough. I don't think you can take her out of the game. They're going to bring Harmel back in, or rather Tatum Gore into the game. First free throw missed. So they're going to bring Burns out of the game, and that's going to be tough, especially in the ball handling department. She does do a phenomenal job of handling the ball, running the offense. But we'll see what this lineup can look like and who's going to run that one for the Big Red. Second free throw on the way. Got it. 41-32. Ray will throw it in to Sierra Burns, and Sierra will run the one. So that what that does is it takes away Burton's probably their best offensive weapon, and that's that high post action with Sierra Burns running the high post and flashing to get the ball. And they're just going to run a basic motion offense now without their one on the floor. So Sierra Burns will catch it on the left side, tries to facilitate something to the baseline left, fakes and goes back towards the middle of the floor, puts up a tough shot underneath the cup, and has it ripped away. No foul call. Tons of contact. Kelson Bruce comes away with the ball. 41-32. 2:50 left in the quarter. Ball is careening off the outstretched hands of Evendale players, and it does wind up in the hands of Harmel, and a foul whistled in the backcourt. That's going to be the second of the night on Addison Henderson. So five fouls now on the Rebels, and that means free throws coming here for Tatum Gore. So we'll see if Gore can put down some free throws here. Down nine with 2:46 left in the third quarter. Crucial opportunity to get points without the clock running, and the first one is wide right. Well, you live by the free throw and can die by the free throw. And second one on the way is off the window and not there. And a rebound controlled by Evadale. And it'll be Kelson Bruce to bring it across half court. She tries to throw the home run ball into the corner. And there is, goodness gracious, there's Tatum Gore going for the ball and didn't even make contact with the player. They Kinley Bruce and Tatum Gore came to the ball at the same time. They didn't make contact, and they get a foul call. Like, just swallow the whistle on that one. So free throws now coming for Kinley Bruce. Like, that's the frustrating thing about it. And I totally understand the frustration from both sides on this. As you call it a certain way for a little bit in the first half, and then you change the way you're calling the game, it screws things up. It's hard as a player to adjust to it. You don't know what they're going to call. I mean, something that was a foul in the first quarter might not be in the third quarter. And it's just, that's why consistency is so important. But not getting a lot of that tonight as Sierra Burns comes down with the basketball. 43-32 off the free throws. Another turnover here as the Rebels come running back the other way with Torres. And Bruce throws up a wild shot. Missed everything. Gore the rebound. Huntsman comes away with it. Huntsman brings it across. 43-32. 2:17 left third quarter. Huntsman into the corner right side. Double team. Gets out of the double team. Gets it over to Harmel. Harmel looking for somewhere to go. Does find Sierra Bruce. And she'll dial up a long ball. Left corner. Three. Got it. Sierra Burns with a very, very much needed three-pointer. 43-35, two-minute warning in the third quarter. Is that the offensive spark that this Big Red machine needed? 43-35, 1:51 left. Here's a short corner jumper from 8 feet out. Rattles home. Kelson Bruce with a clutch shot and a big answer, pushing the lead back to 10. Wanted them to whistle a travel on Sierra Burns in the backcourt, but it's hard to travel when you have an active dribble. Burns does end up throwing it away just past half court as she turns and tried to find Harmel down low. Tried to rifle her a pass one-handed. Missed everybody. 1:35 left in the third quarter. 45-35. Timeout on the floor. Boy, we're going to take it with him. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is high school basketball on KWHI.com.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers. From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
.45-35 with 1:35 left in the third quarter. Evadale leads it by 10. They do have the basketball as Burns will bring it across, or as Bruce will bring it across half court. Right to left motion on your screen as she'll take it with a left-hand dribble baseline. Goes all the way underneath, wraps around the pass to Henderson, who dial up a three from the right corner off the front of the iron. Rebound controlled by Burns, and it goes out of bounds off of Evadale, and it will stay with the Lady Panthers. Hold up, what? They switched the call because the... Yeah, there it is. It was clearly off of Burton, but the guy in the striped shirt from 60 feet away from the play had to come in and be like, no, it was off of her. Right on, dude. 45-35, 1:06 left. And there's the makeup call from the good ref. Good for you. She knows what she's doing. I like her. 45-35. She had the call. She called the ball out of bounds off of Evendale. And this other guy came running in from 30 feet the other direction. Like, no, it was this one. It's like, even they're arguing with each other. I love it. This is great. I love conflict. 45-35, your score. Still 10-point lead for the Rebels as the Big Red trying to come back in this one. Doing it without Tierra Burns right now, who's on the bench with four fouls. The other foul trouble for the Big Red is Sierra Burns with three and Aaron Huntsman with three. So right now with 55 seconds left in the quarter, it's nearly a turnover. It is a turnover as Rake had it poked away from her, and they throw it up ahead for Kinley Bruce. She has it in the corner right side, right in front of her own bench. They dump it in for Carter. Carter will go baseline with it. Gets a pass wrapped around to Wendt. Top of the key three. Thought about it. Henderson instead goes over to Bruce on the right side. Back to Henderson. Now back to Carter. Back to Bruce in the corner. She'll put up a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound by Carter and ripped away by Ray. Nice job by Kiana Ray. Able to come away with it. 27 seconds left, third quarter, 45-35. Got to watch the clock here. That's kind of bit Burton a couple of times in this game as Lopez has it. We'll take it inside, puts it up off the window, and lays it in. What a nice take by Jennifer Lopez. She had the first points of the game, and now she's got possibly the last points of the third quarter. 45-37, back to an eight-point game. 10 seconds left in the frame. Up ahead is Henderson. She'll throw it over for Carter, who drives in hard, gets contact, and will get two free throws. As Whitney Carter goes flying in. I'll tell you what, she's a good-looking player. Very quick, attacks the basket very hard. A lot of intensity out of Carter. So, and like I said earlier, if she ain't got no college offers, I'd be surprised to hear that. Good length, good-looking shot, good handles. Efficient at the free throw line as she puts up the first one and missed that one. Announcer's jinx on purpose. I got you. A very skilled player. A couple of very skilled players for this Evadale bunch. And Burton is taking it to him in this one. And Tierra Burns still on the bench with those four fouls. Both free throws missed by Carter. But she's able to get her own miss. Puts up a shot at the horn. Almost banked it in off the window. And the Panthers hold on the defensive end. 45-37. Your score going into the final frame. Lady Panthers down eight. We'll settle it here from Willis High School in 1 minute on KWHI.com.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Yeah, there you go. A little Metallica bringing you into the fourth quarter on KWHI.com. I knew who that one was. Go me. All right, Sierra Burns will bring it in. Tierra Burns still on the bench with those four fouls. Probably won't see her until maybe the five-minute mark in this fourth quarter, especially if Burton's able to hold suit. Here's Harmel with a three ball on the left side. Missed it, and it'll go out of bounds as it does touch the metal bars that make up the arm that extends the basket from the ceiling. So the wire, I understand, is not out of bounds, but the bars are. They're behind the glass. So Henderson will drive it in, puts it up off the window, and scores it. 10-point game, 47-37, as Addison Henderson with a very rare take to the hole. Usually she's more of a spot-up shooter and a cutter on the baseline. That's where she's made her hay tonight. 10 points on the game for Henderson. Here's Lopez, and dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Tried to take it between defenders on the baseline. Ends up turning it over. 47-37, 7:15 left in the fourth. Evendale with No plans to try to let up as they force a pass on the baseline, and it gets picked off by Lopez, atoning for the turnover. She'll throw it up ahead quickly for Harmel. Harmel will go up. Oh, my goodness gracious. Whitney Carter erased that shot. She telegraphed it, and she went up to the ceiling to swat that one out. You could see her winding up for it, too. She knew exactly what she was going to do with that ball. It will stay with the Panthers, though. Lopez gets it on the inbound. Surveys, looks, now fires to Harmel, left side wing, back to Lopez, now to Burns. Burns will fire up a three ball, right side wing, missed that one, nearly stuck, got stuck in the window, and a travel is called as Kiana Ray, and that is the right call. She did take an extra step. A little bit of happy feet under the cup. But good positioning by Kiana Ray, able to position herself well under the hold of get the offensive rebound. She's got to shore up the footwork a little bit, and she'll be money under there. Here's a pass to Leighton Stott. Her shot is missed as Harmel goes for the steal, and our official, as a foul is whistled, as Harmel is able to rip it away. So the only official on the floor that knows what they're doing is this woman official that's on the near side. She's done a great job calling the game tonight. Hasn't missed a single call, and I'm the most hypercritical of officials. I've officiated games. Don't sit here and yell at me and be like, then you do it. I will gladly do it. Gladly. Done it before. It's very difficult. I know. She has not missed a call at all tonight, and actually had to override what would have been a travel called by the FAR official, and that's what got the Evadale fans bent out of shape. But it is Burton basketball. Is now Tierra Burns makes her way back into the game with four fouls. We'll see if she can get something going offensively. Tierra Burns surveys, throws it with a baseball pass over to Harmel. Puts up a floater from 5 feet out. Tried to bank it in. Missed it. Lopez offensive rebound. Puts up the shot. Missed it short. Rebound controlled by Harmel. And now to Sierra Burns. She'll launch up a three. Left wing. Got it! Sierra Burns gets it back to a seven-point game. 47-40. A big-time shot from Sierra Burns. She's got 18 on the night, and it's 5:51 left in the fourth, 47-40. Burton needs a stop defensively. Henderson has the ball, has it nearly stolen away, and a foul is going to be whistled on Harmel. Harmel got her with the body, it looked like. That'll just be her second, I believe, maybe third. Yeah, that is going to be her second. So Harmel, good hustle in the play. Had the right idea, just kind of got her a little bit with the hip. She was trying to cleanly steal that away. Kelson Bruce will handle it, goes one-on-one. And, oh, they're going to get another foul, and this time, I don't know about that one. They're going to get a push on Harmel. So two quick ones on Harmel, and she's going to have three now. All right, so clearly, the contact is being called around every corner. And again, you can complain. You can whine about the call you want, but if you're a player and the coach on the sideline, you got to be telling your kids, listen, they're calling everything, so don't do it. And that should have been an offensive foul on Carter for trying to take out Tierra Burns with a hard screen. Instead, Lopez is able to steal it away. She rifles up a pass quickly for Burns, and it's too far as Tierra Burns couldn't track it down. But Whitney Carter set an absolutely murderous screen on Tierra Burns. Definitely in the territory of offensive foul, but it goes uncalled. And that's the consistency issue that just is so unbelievably frustrating for players. Is it? It's how do you play the game if you don't know? Like, if this is a foul in the first quarter and it's not in the third, if this is in the second but it's not in the fourth, well, what the heck do you want us to do? And it's hard. 47-40, still your score. That hasn't changed. 5 minutes left in the game, and now Evadale is going to play it smart here and just hold on to the ball. Make him guard you. Carter has it. Free throw line extended right side. Puts up a tough shot and gets bailed out with a absolutely Charmin soft call. Oh, my gosh. 47-40. 4:49 left in the game. The ticky-tacks are out tonight, my friends. Carter will get two free throws. Goodness gracious. Well, she's got, what has she got? Seven. Make it eight. 48-40 now your score. It's going to be the first foul on Lopez, which I thought she had one in the first half, but I guess not. It is only her first. Second shot for Carter from the line. Missed it wide right. And Huntsman able to come down with the rebound. Tierra Burns comes across the half-court line quickly. Pull up three ball right wing. Got it! Tierra Burns, where you been? She's back. Four fouls, but 7 points and three big ones right there. 48-43, five-point game. The Big Red sneaking their way back into this one. Don't look now, but 4:20 left in the game. Step back, Jay Bruce, free throw line, missed it, rebound, Huntsman. Erin Huntsman will try to run it out. She's got one-on-one up the floor, goes up strong with it, and a blocking foul is whistled. And they're going to say it was on a pass, which is the right, that's the right call. She went up for a layup. It looks like Henderson is dinged up on the play. And she's able to get up, walk it off. Took a hard hit right into the backstop behind the glass. But, Huntsman tried to run that out. And instead of going up for the shot, kind of turned and tried to leave it off for a trailer. So she won't get the free throws, but does draw the foul. Is able to throw it in for Burns. Tierra to Sierra. Back to Tierra. She goes baseline with it and goes up strong. Lays it up and in. 5-0 run for Tierra Burns. And it's back to a three-point game. 48-45 with 4 minutes left in the game. The Lady Panthers have been methodical. They've been calculated with their comeback in this one. They were down 10. And now they find themselves only down three as a three from Henderson left wing. Airballed it. Rebound. Fought for. Stott has it. Rips it away. Should be 3 seconds. She's been in the lane for about a month, and they don't call it. 3:44 left, fourth quarter. A whistle on the play. A timeout called by Evadale. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back. This is High School Basketball on KWHI.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
48-45, 3:44 left in the game. Evadale out of the timeout will throw it in under their own basket. They've got Bruce on the baseline to throw it in. You got Carter out there along with Stott, the other Bruce, and Henderson. They'll line up shoulder to shoulder on the free throw line. Henderson breaks to the baseline. They throw it into Carter, right block, turns, fires, fadeaway jumper, missed it short, rebound, Big Red. Up ahead quickly, Tierra Burns will try to push tempo. 3:36 left in the game. Burns on the runner, puts up the shot, missed it short, rebound, fought for, goes out of bounds, and it will stay with the Big Red. So Carter tried to flip it over to her teammate, Kelson Bruce, and ended up flipping it just a little bit too hard, and it goes off her fingertips out of bounds. And it saves the possession for the Big Red. Big time possession here for the Lady Panthers. Down three with 3:32 left in the game. They tried to throw it into Sierra Bruce, did Lopez, and had it poked out of to Sierra Burns. Had it poked away by Bruce. God, these Burr names are really starting to tick me off a little bit. If I can't get them straight, it's making me mad. Lopez will throw it in. Huntsman has it now to Burns. Burns nearly has it poked away. Gets it back to Huntsman. Huntsman will spot up three ball right wing on the way. Missed it way long. Rebound goes out of bounds. Ref said he couldn't see it. He was standing right in front of it, and he waved his arms like, I didn't see it. Like, come on, dude. Pay attention, my guy. What a switch. 48-45, 3:20 left in the game. It is Evadale ball. Bruce will walk it across right to the left, guarded up closely by Sierra Burns. Fakes right, goes back left with the left-hand dribble, now switches to the right. Now it's Bruce one-on-one against Burns. We'll go with the left-hand dribble to the left side attack. Now to Henderson left wing, back to Bruce. And Evadale is more than content here to just try to play keep away and run clock, and they've got a heck of a ball handler in Kelson Bruce to do it, and Henderson's going to get a wide-open layup, and that's exactly what you have to do. And a steal by Kelson Bruce and a lazy inbound pass by Tierra Burns, and with 2:37 left, a five-point lead, Kelson Bruce is trying to call game. She puts up a floater, swatted away by Kiana Ray into the hands of Burns. She'll push tempo up ahead, tries to get it to the block on the right side, turns and faces and gets fouled by Carter. No shot. But off a just wasn't paying attention on that inbound, threw it right into the hands of Bruce, who jumped in front of Burns and stole it away. Tried to put up a floater, but Kiana Ray was like, I don't think so, Scooter, and erases the shot. Into the corner on the left side as Huntsman is trapped up with it. And a turnover. I don't blame you, Coach. You can't have that. Full timeout on the floor. We're going to take it with him. 50-45 with 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KWHI. Burton trails by five.
Go fight win Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, 50-45, 2:20 left in the game. Burton has the basketball. Tierra Burns will control it on the left wing, guarded up by Kinley Bruce. Will take it all the way in, puts up the scoop shot, missed it. Ray, the rebound offensively, gets it into the hands of Huntsman, who tried to go up with it, and a tie-up will send it back over to Evadale. Lady Panthers have gone stagnant on offense these last about 90 seconds in game time. And a five-point deficit with 2:09 left in the game. And the way that Evadale's handled and taken care of the ball late in this one to run as much clock as they can and get a good shot, they could really put a big dent in this one and put them away on this possession if they get a good enough shot and take enough time off the clock. Kelson Bruce will handle it. She puts up a floater from 6 feet out. Missed it off the heel. Carter, the offensive rebound, puts it up and in and one. Well, 52-45 with 1:44 to go in the game as Carter gets her ninth and tenth points of the night. Has struggled tonight from the free throw line. We'll have an opportunity here to tack on one more with the bonus. Puts up the shot and puts it home. 53-45, 8-point game with 1:42 left in the contest. Lady Panthers need points, and they need them right now. Tierra Burns will drive it, dish it to Sierra Burns. Back quick, nice give and go to Sierra, and missed the layup. And a foul is going to be called, it looks like, on Ray as Carter was going for the rebound. And the Panthers have committed their fifth foul, so we're shooting free throws the rest of the way for Evadale with 91 seconds left in the game. 53-45, your score. Boy, this one's on pace to be a mirror image of last year's final score if Carter hits these two free throws. 53-45, Big Red praying for a pair of misses. And Carter says, I don't think so. Puts in the first. 54-45. Second free throw on the way. Gets it to go. Carter struggled tonight from the foul line, but she's been 3 of 3 in the fourth quarter when it matters most. 1:25 left in the game. Tierra Burns will dribble with the right hand, hands it off to Lopez. Lopez fires it over to Huntsman, now into the corner for Sierra Burns, who rifles it to Lopez, top of the key. Lopez takes it, puts it up, off glass, and scores it. 55-47, 69 seconds left in the game. Kelson Bruce will nonchalantly walk it across half court. Two players out there with four fouls. Sierra Burns ain't one of them. Might as well foul her, and that's what they're going to do. You're down seven. You got to start, or down eight, rather. You got to play the foul game here and just extend the game as much as you can and hope that Evadil can miss some free throws. And Kelson Bruce, who, for as good of a three-point shooter as she is, I don't need to see her percentage to know that she's probably a pretty decent free throw shooter. She's been handling the ball down the stretch all game for the Rebels, and she puts in the first, 56-47. I got to give these Burton Lady Panthers a heck of a lot of credit. They are absolutely battling tonight. Second free throw for Bruce on the way. Got it. So 10-point game with just under a minute to go. Tierra Burns will bring it across half court. Puts up a shot. Gets the layup to go. 57-49. Timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take it with them. 57-49 your score. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KWHI.com.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Independent School District and is pleased to support the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team at the playoffs. The owners of Kiki Egg Farm, all Burton alumni, take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a fresh and healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery, convenience stores, and finer food markets. Good luck, Burton Lady Panthers. Go Big Red.
.57-49 out of the timeout. The Big Red will line it up and play some defense here as they get the quick two off the Tierra Burns layup. Gives her 11 for the night. Leading the Big Red scoring attack is Sierra Burns. She's got 18 on the night. Carter will throw it in. Gets it to Kelson Bruce, who was able to break the press all by her lonesome. 45 seconds left. Got a foul. Got to foul somebody. Sierra tried to commit the foul. Henderson will launch a three from the left corner. That's a bad shot for Evadale, and coming down with the rebound is Huntsman. She'll get it over to Sierra Burns. 30 seconds left, 57-49. Burns will fire up a three, miss it off the heel. Offensive rebound for Huntsman, and she traveled with it. Little happy feet. And Burton will call a timeout. And we have a bit of a shouting match as Kiona Ray and her head coach getting into it a little bit. Things getting weird. The frustration, the agony of defeat, as old ABC's Wide World of Sports used to talk about. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Well, sometimes in the agony of defeat, the frustration can get the better of the younger players on the floor, and it just did there. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back to settle this one. 57-49 your score from Willis High School. The Burton Lady Panthers trail on KWHI.com.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs. And let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
.57-49 your score with still 10 seconds on the timeout clock. 25.9 left in the game. 57-49 as the Big Red will have to play some defense here, try to force a quick turnover maybe, get a quick foul on Bruce as she's able to bring it across half court. They throw it up ahead for Henderson. Henderson will pull it down wisely, and with 17 seconds left, Bruce will drive baseline left, has it poked away. Ball goes out of bounds. It should be Burton ball. It did. Yes, it did go off the foot of Kelson Bruce. So 13.8 left, 57-49. Not really a lot the Big Red can do here, but let it roll and And that's exactly what Burns will do. She'll let the ball roll to half court before she picks it up. And we'll have to... Oh, and she has it poked away nearly by Bruce. Sierra Burns will throw up a three-pointer from the right wing. Missed it, and it goes over the backboard. They don't call it out of bounds. 4 seconds left. Now a jump ball. We'll stay with the Lady Panthers, but they will fall on this one. 3.8 left, 57-49 your score. They hung in there. They started off fast and started strong, and Burns a shot at the horn, not there. Carter pulls it down, throws up a three-quarter court heave, and that's the ball game. Probably didn't need to do that. But when you win the game, you can pretty much do whatever you want. 57-49 has the Big Red unfortunately fallen this one to Eva Dale. We'll wrap this one up in postgame next on KWHI.com.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 till 12 noon. Congrats to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season, and good luck in the playoffs.
KCL Construction offers general contracting, residential construction, and general carpentry. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, want to give a very special shout-out to number 13, Abby Lamson, and good luck to her and the rest of the Lady Panthers. Go Big Red!
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is ready for the warmer weather to be here already. Plan ahead and book your spring and summer splish splashing birthday bashes to reserve your party. Spring swimming lessons begin February 5th and 8th for preschool and babies, so make sure to get your little ones signed up. Sign up for one of their adaptive aquatic classes going on now. These classes are designed for swimmers with special needs to help improve swimmers' capabilities. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
.57-49 your final score tonight from Willis High School as the Burton Lady Panthers see their season come to a close at the hands of Eva Dale tonight. Sierra Burns led the way for the Big Red with 18 points on the night, and just a tough way to see the season come to a close for the Big Red. They started off really hot out of the gates, played a really great first quarter, led at the end of the first quarter. They did find themselves down at halftime. But strong third quarter once again, just like last year's game, got them right back into it and had a chance to tie it with a three with inside of 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But just a well-coached unit and a couple of really solid ball players on the Eva Dale side were the difference tonight. They took care of the ball when it mattered. They didn't turn it over. They ran a lot of time off the clock offensively. You take advantage. If you ain't got a shot clock, they ain't telling you you got to shoot it. You just hold on to the ball. Get a good shot, lull the defense to sleep, and that's exactly what Eva Dale did in the right moments at the right time, and it gets them a win, and they move on in the playoffs. But nonetheless, a valiant effort tonight from the Big Red, as always, and unfortunately for them, they will see their season come to a close. So that's going to do it for me here tonight. We'll send it back to the studio in downtown Brenham one final time after this. Once again, your final score, 57-49. The Big Red lose this one at the hands of Eva Dale in the bi-district round of the playoffs. I'm Dean Erickson saying so long from Willis High School on KWHI.com.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
The broadcast of the Burton Lady Panthers playoff game was made possible by Tegeler Toyota, ACL Construction, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Burton St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Memorial Oaks Chapel, TNT Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's Riding By, Roman Insurance Agency, Burton ISD, J&J Packing, BVR Materials, Warrior Construction, Kiki Egg Farm, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.